Hello and welcome to this very special edition of the Get Frank podcast. Unfortunately, I'm not in someone's kitchen this week, but I'm in my bedroom at home recovering from what was an immense weekend. I hit up Leafest in Bromley, courtesy of the lovely Rich and Dave from the festival. They invited me along and I got to chat to some of the new bands who played at the festival. So what I'm going to do now is bring you some of my highlights from the festival in the shape of some interviews with some of the bands and also some of their music. So I'm going to kick things off with the lovely Fraser and his bandmate DJ. You're listening to the Get Frank podcast. You can just hear Fraser in the background. We are backstage at Leafest. Fraser and DJ as well.
Oh, Fraser also. Hello.
Hi, I'm Fraser.
Fabulous. Well, that's quite handy, being Fraser of the band Fraser. Were you a bit hesitant to name the band after yourself?
Yes, I was. And I think I really empathise with Lee, because I think Lee gets annoyed with the fact that sometimes... Are you Lee? Yeah, I'm Lee. So it's good. It's good. It kind of worked out that way. But I think everyone's fairly happy.
Have you been discussing maybe changing the band name to DJ?
Maybe what you could do is, with every album, you could either change the name of the band or change the name of the album so you can fit all the band members in.
Yeah. That sounds fair to me. Next album, DJ, Bagsy.
I think we should call the next album Fraser as well, so it's just Fraser.
Actually, no, I agree with you. That's just Fraser.
I quite like that. So you actually opened up the festival on the main stage today.
Yes, we did.
Bit of an honour.
It was amazing. I'm really happy to be the band at the main stage, and I really enjoyed it. We warmed them up nice, really receptive, lovely crowd, and they're all happy and jumping around to King's Charles right now, so... Really happy to be part of this.
Really, really great fun.
Thank you.
So, Fraser, I'm guessing as the band is called Fraser, it's not just because you're singing, I'm guessing that maybe you had a hand in putting the band together in the first place.
Yes, I did. I was a singer-songwriter, released one record, an EP, and then I put together a band on the release of a debut album, which is called The Garden at the Top of the Tree, and that's when the band became Fraser. And now we're releasing a new single as this current lineup, and we're very much a band. Feels like a family, feels really good, and we're writing a follow-up to A Garden now. And our last single got radio play in Malta. Some of us are part Maltese, as well as Danish and English. So, and it also got played in the UK 2 days ago on amazing radio.
I got to ask, which one of us is Danish? Because I still haven't worked this out.
I'll tell you later. Your mum spoke to me. She told me some things that, you know. Listen, I'll tell you about it later.
Right. So, okay.
You're playing Leafest. Are you playing any festivals in Malta? Any others in the UK?
Yeah, we've got Loofest, which is in Cornwall, on the 25th of September. 24th, 25th.
Yeah, it's actually 24th, 25th, yep.
Yeah, sorry.
So we're on main stage, 8 o'clock there. It's quite a big festival, it's about 5,000 people.
Yeah.
And we're on main stage, we're one of the headliners, more or less.
Yeah,
and,
so we're slowly working our way up the set.
The list. Really looking forward to that. We're getting in the studio now. After this release to work on this new album, and we did festival in Malta over Christmas time.
Absolutely. So what's your game plan then? It's not X Factor, obviously. What's your game plan?
Game plan is continue gigging, continue writing, release this new record, release a single, and we'll be doing more shows in London. We did a show in Germany. We have some fans in Germany a couple of weeks ago, which is really good fun. And we'll just keep doing what we're doing, hopefully play Leafest again some point, and you know, keep rock and roll, basically.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Fraser of Fraser and DJ of Fraser. Where can we find you online?
Fraser Music is the MySpace. The band is called FraserBand.com. That's the main website. And Twitter and Facebook.
MySpace is where it's out there. Hit the MySpace. MySpace.com/Fraser Music.
One, two.
Your pretty face when all you have your hand. A long, long time ago, now it's time.
Let It Rain by Fraser, which is from the debut album A Garden at the Top of the Tree, but the guys are working together at the moment on producing something new, as that album, as you heard in the interview, was put together by Fraser before he put his band together. So I really, really look forward to hearing some of that new stuff. And in fact, the reason I played Let It Rain was because it was the only song from the last album that they played at Leafest. I'm a great fan of this next guy I'm going to bring you an interview with. His name is J. Will Goose Esquire. His band is called Public Service Broadcasting, and what he does is he puts samples from films and public information broadcasting episodes and clips and puts them to his very own unique soundtrack, which sometimes includes theremin and banjo and your good old-fashioned electric guitar. Without further ado, really, I'll let J. Will Goose Esquire tell you all about it. I'm backstage at Leafest with J. Will Goose Esquire, known to everyone else here as Public Service Broadcasting. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. A bit tired, but very well.
Well, you are a geography teacher, so well, it's the summer holidays now, so you wouldn't have had to take a day off work, but how do you juggle teaching the kids and then musically educating the population? How do you juggle that?
I'm afraid I don't do it anymore. It's erstwhile geography teacher, so I kind of gave it up, but I kept the wardrobe, so yeah, I don't have a particular day job to worry about. I can just turn up and play, and but still, yeah, still takes it out of you a bit.
Looking at you on stage, I think you must be very bitter about the new series of Doctor Who, because Matt Smith has clearly stolen your look.
Well, yeah, I played the Edinburgh Fringe last year. I did a week there, and people kept coming up to me. A lot of people came up to me and said Harry Potter, and I was like, that's just wrong, first of all. And then, other people came up to me and were like, the Doctor. And I was, well, it's just wrong, frankly, but yeah, there you go.
Are you a bit of an instrument hoarder?
Instrument hoarder? Yeah, I've got a few. I mean, I've got my great uncle's banjolele. It was George Wilgoose who died in the Second World War at Dunkirk. But it's nice. I think it's really nice that I've got his instrument. I kind of had it restored, and I do use it on a few of the tracks. I don't use it live because it's just too much stuff going on, really. So I've got that. I've got a couple of other stringed instruments. Play the banjo and the guitar live, obviously, and then there's a few synthy things, you know, a few electronics to keep things interesting. Yeah, I guess if you ask my girlfriend, she'd probably say yes.
And you played the theremin.
Yeah, it's not a proper one. I haven't got like the Bill Bailey one. This is like, you know, 5 foot tall and all that. But I've got a little toy one. You get it out. People tend to sort of go like, ooh, what's that? You know, it's kind of making noise with the air. It's
Your music incorporates a lot of kind of rock influence. synthesizers, I would say, and you've got the banjo, but then you've got these samples. How do you go about finding those?
Well, the internet is the obvious answer, the short answer, but in terms of what I decide each song's going to be about, I normally have a rough idea. You know, there's going to be a lot of public information films about driving. You know, there's going to be a lot of public information films about, you know, don't take drugs, don't... There's a lot about explaining how radio and TV work as well, so that's quite good fun to experiment with. I did my newest song was about the invention of colour TV, which, you know, this amazing, wondrous new invention.
So do you decide the theme of the song and go, right, I'm going to find a film about that or a bunch of films about that?
Yeah, that tends to be the way it works. Occasionally, I just stumble across a film and think, crikey, I better make a... that'd be good.
Hear the film, or you hear the samples from the film, and then go, that sounds good with guitar, and put some guitar on, and do you kind of think of the concept for the music first?
I mean, you've got a rough idea before you start. Say, just take Signal 30, which is a famous American public information film about driving, and it's absolutely horrendous. It's about 30 minutes of real life accidents, dead bodies, a horrendous voiceover, just like taking the mickey out of these people who've died, and they're sort of hanging out of cars, twisted wreckage. It's horrible. But going back to the musical side of things, you know, you kind of think, well, it's not all going to be floaty and nice and airy and breezy. It's going to have to be fairly heavy to reflect speed. It's got to be quite fast to get a bit of sense of speed, and it's got to be quite, you know, a driving rhythm again to get across the sense of driving. So I've got a rough idea before I start, and I've got a couple of samples sometimes in mind. You know, it's kind of musical idea, sometimes find the film, make the song, and then make the video afterwards. That's the process.
Personally, I really enjoyed your live set. You've got a cracking thing going on with your TV set and your drummer, who is amazing. He's my current hero, I have to say. And I'm fickle, so that might change tomorrow, but I think this time it might stick for at least 2 days. So where can people see you live next?
That's a good question, actually. I think we're playing... if this goes out before the 20th, we're playing at a festival in Sussex on the 20th. It's near Billingshurst, I think. But after that, we're having a little break, try and get some new material started. It takes a long time. And then I think we've got a gig on October the 2nd in Kilburn. That's lined up. And then maybe our own night starting late October in Tooting. So just keep an eye out. Publicservicebroadcasting.net if you're interested. Which I imagine everybody must be. They must be.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
The dull and commonplace occurrences of day-to-day living, one thing stands out as a completely unique experience.
Public Service Broadcasting.
Watch closely now. You may want to mystify your friends.
It is a new thing. Oh, it sounds neat.
Compromise. No shortcuts. It's the best.
They're here to have a big time.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
I can hardly wait to see it.
Wait till you see it. It's beautiful.
Dreamy, Bobby.
You expect more. And you get it.
Public Service Broadcasting.
What you're going to hear about today is nothing short of a miracle.
It's one of the great wonders of our age.
But is it really art? Or is it just another fashion trend? Maybe it's both. You can depend on it. How can people relax under the tension of modern life? Get room to stretch out, room to move in, to relax. Cut your
yourself go. Well, that's good news. Let yourself go.
How you did it.
I like the nightlife. I like the boogie.
That takes care of our nightlife.
When you've been on the circuit as long as I have, you'll know.
Same way, with graciousness, consideration, and fun.
That was Public Service Broadcasting with Introduction, in brackets, Let Yourself Go. Now, I spoke to Fraser and Public Service Broadcasting on the Friday of the festival, but then woke up early, dragged myself out of bed, wiped a few baby wipes over my weary body, and met up with the boys from the Stanley Blacks, who opened up the festival on Saturday, and then took me back to their van for a unique interview. And I have to say, as a disclaimer, not all of the so-called facts stated in the following interview are actually true. It's been a while since I've been in the back of a van with a few men, I have to say, so I'm quite excited. I'm not going to lie. So I'm already pretty dirty. It's the second day of Lee Fest, but I am joined by two of the wonderful boys from the Stanley Blacks. So introduce yourself, boys.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And what do you play, Matt?
I play the drums.
And we also have...
I'm John.
And what do you play, John?
I play guitar.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
Whatever you want to be.
I don't think anyone wants to be what I want to be right now. A woman, yes. I am a woman. It's fabulous. So we opened up the main stage on the second day, the big day of Lee Fest, the Saturday. How did you find it?
I personally loved every minute of it. I know John was saying it was really shit and he hated every minute of it, but I personally loved it. And I liked how it was raining before and it was all wet, and as soon as it came to play, the sun came out, and that was really nice.
You did have your sunglasses on, John. Did you really not enjoy it?
Yeah, it was every minute was just one step closer to the end, and I hated it.
The thing is with John, though, he's just a sessionist. So we give him 15 quid a gig. He turns up, we put up with him, just chat to him, just to sort of be nice. But secretly, none of us like him. He's not even that good. That's why it's 15 quid.
I like you. Don't tell him, though. So you guys have got quite a traditional rock and roll sound. You've got your big guitars. You've got your singer with the big hair. The thing is, at the moment, the old simps are taking over the charts. How are you guys going to bring it back to guitar music?
We're not. We're just going to shamelessly bitch around and do the whole synth thing, probably.
But I'm quite new here, so basically I'm using Lee Fest as an excuse to get to know the London scene. So I'm looking for bands that you like to play with, venues you like to play, that kind of thing. Where should I hang out?
I personally love Dublin Castle in Camden. Can't go wrong there. Friday or Saturday, it's going to be a good night. Water Rats weekend again. It's quite a good sort of haunt, if you will. Hope and Anchor. Yeah, hopefully if I big them up enough, they'll let me play.
So are you guys playing any other festivals this summer?
We played Guildfest a few weeks ago. That was mega hoots.
But was Lee Fest better?
Yes.
And why was Lee Fest better? What's great about Lee Fest?
You're really asking two questions there. In answer to the first one, I just wanted to say that. No, it's smaller, it's nicer, it seems a bit more kind of, I don't know, everyone's here for fun rather than let's all go to a festival and just get pissed.
In terms of releases, have you guys got any singles? Are we ever going to leave this van? What's going to happen to the Stanley Blacks in the future?
No.
We've got no singles, you're never leaving, that's it.
It's like the Hotel California.
No, we just released a video for Everest and that's doing really well. You can find that on YouTube. We've got a few new songs to record in the next couple of months. As soon as Ashley stops pouting at me and winking. What else have we got? A few shows coming up. We're playing on Monday in Brick Lane. Although we've covered that.
More of these.
And yeah, just general merriment and banter to be had for all.
Oh, I want to join. I'll be your next session guitarist. Brilliant. Well, thanks very much, guys. It's been a pleasure. But I think I'm going to leave this van because I'm quite scared now. By the brilliant Stanley Blacks. That's one of my favourite songs of theirs. They do a fantastic acoustic version, and I actually popped down to Vibe Bar just after the weekend to check the boys out in an acoustic format. And I do know that the guys from Lee Fest actually did their own sort of Lee Fest TV, which you can find on the Lee Fest YouTube page. And the guys did their acoustic version of Caroline for Leafest TV, so do check that out. It's really, really good, and I know that because I was there when they filmed it. I'm not going to lie about this next interview. It was one of the interviews I was most looking forward to doing because I really, really wanted to meet the artist. Her name is Joyce Vanders. She's been touring and singing and making a name for herself for quite a few years now, and she's still incredibly young but incredibly talented. She is the amazing Joyce Vanders. So I'm backstage in the press area. We are surrounded by wasps, and by we, I mean myself, Frankie Ward, and Joyce Vanders. Hello, welcome to Leafest.
Hello.
How did you find your performance today? Were you loving the sitting down crowd?
Well, it seems to be this trend at a lot of my shows that people just come in and sit down. I don't know what it is about my music, but there was like two guys in the front just having a snooze. And I was like, are you guys sleeping? And he just put his hand up and like put a thumbs up. I was like, oh, okay, great. But it seems to be very much a general vibe that people sit down, but it was an amazing atmosphere. It was really lovely to play.
So one of the great things about that tent as well is you've got the light bulbs and the atmosphere, but you also were joined by a friend on stage today.
I was indeed. Marcel Legan, who is a musician in his own right and has played Leafest the last 3 years, I think it is, joined me playing guitar and vocals, and it's the first time we've ever played live. So I just thought I'd, because it's a festival, like I do feel a bit, what's the word, not awkward, but like very conscious of the fact that I'm a girl in the piano and it's a festival and people are drinking and want to have a good time, you know what I mean? So I thought I'd just liven it up with a bit of guitar.
Is that something you might do in the future?
Getting a band together is so hard, especially because it's like, especially solo stuff, because they're not being creative, they're just kind of playing, and it's very hard to kind of amass a load of amazing musicians who want to invest all that time in you and come to all your shows and stuff. But definitely in the future I'd like to get like a proper band together.
But you've obviously been, you know, big on YouTube and touring the country for quite a few years now, even though you're obviously fresh-faced and very young, dare I say. So is that something you've tried to do before, put the band together and maybe not quite got there?
I think the thing with the band, which me and Marcel were just talking about, is that like it's so different to like rehearsals. When you're just in a room and you're playing, it's great. But as soon as you get on stage, everything you've just been telling yourself to remember just goes right out the window. And I'm so used to playing on my own, I just then forget that there's anyone else on stage, which is obviously really difficult for the other players. And I have tried with bands like quite a few. I've tried about four different times when I've used a band or at least like another guitarist or like a drummer or a bassist, whatever. And it's never quite come to like fruition because there's always just something lacking. It's always like never tight enough, it's never big enough, it doesn't sound how I want it to sound. So I think for the majority of the time I'll just stick to playing my own whilst, you know, I'm on my own. It's easier to play on your own, just lump your keyboard in the back of your car and drive, and it's fine.
You've just released an EP this January, so not too long ago, but I mean, could the big sound be something you work on next time you're in the studio?
Very possibly. I mean, the problem again, it's not a problem, it's just like what am I trying to say, like when you're writing songs and being like creative, it's amazing to be creative and write songs with other people, but because of the nature of my music and how I write, like it's just piano and me, so then I'm trying to add instruments rather than create with a band, so then it becomes a bit difficult. Maybe I'll try and get together with a band and then, you know, give them my EP and say work with this and then record it. Maybe that's I'm exploring options, but yeah, definitely.
I feel a bit stalky saying this, but I noticed in the Twitterverse that you've just filmed a collaboration video.
Yes, we have. So my other friend at Leafest, who also has played at Leafest a few years ago, he's a musician, amazing musician, and him and I have got together to release a split EP. So I've covered two of his songs and he's covered two of mine, and then we've done this communal Bon Iver cover of Blindsided. So we've just shot a music video for it, which is a bit hilarious because we were going to do it on like on the riverbank, River Thames, like overlooking Tower Bridge in London, but obviously these London riots have just been occurring, so my parents were like, you're not going up to London in the middle of the night, like you silly, you're going to get shot. So we just amassed loads of people and drove up anyway in the middle of the night on the Thames, and yeah, shot this video with like a piano and a string quartet. It was beautiful. It's a stunning, it's like aesthetically like stunning, so hopefully the video will look cool.
When can we see that?
She'll be out on Monday, so what's that? That's really soon. I don't know what the date is today, but in the middle of August, and then the single's out in, oh god, I should know these dates, shouldn't I, beginning of September.
So is that going to be on your website?
Yeah, and it will also be, we've put up a website called lukeandjose.com, which is basically just has all the information on the split, on the free single that you can download free, on the video, the making of, photos, all that kind of stuff.
And as for your website, tell us what that is.
my website is joesvanders.com, and it's looking a bit lonely because I haven't put anything up on it in a while. But I'm gonna start blogging. I feel like I should blog because the whole world blogs, right? Yeah.
Even I blog.
Do you blog?
Extensively. Back down. Down to the downtown. Down to the lockdown. Bored snails I around. I crouch like a crow. Contrasting the snow for the agony I'd rather know. Cause blinded I am, blindsided. Peeking into the peering. I'm not really like this. I'm probably plightless. I curb the window and crave all the snow for the If you head to lukeandjoyce.com right now, you can check out Joyce Vander's new single, which is with a friend called Luke Layfield, who she's about to go on tour with, and it's called Blindsided. It's a cover of the Bon Iver song. And what they're doing at the moment, actually, is a remix competition. So if you fancy giving their cover of Bon Iver's Blindsided a remix, then go and check it out. Otherwise, you can see the beautiful video, which was, as Joyce just said in that interview, recorded on Tower Bridge. It's just stunning, so go check that out. One of my musical highlights, performance highlights of the festival, you might say, was local band Professor Penguin. The man who kicked everything off was Johnny Abraham, who is the main songwriter and the singer from the band. The debut album from Professor Penguin actually features all songs beginning with the letter P. And I wondered why that was, and he said basically, when he was recording it, It was much easier to find the music if he alphabetized it with just P. So there you go, that's a fact for you there. But if you'd like to hear some more facts from Johnny and Professor Penguin, then just keep listening, because he'll be telling you some right now.
Well, I've been waiting for this moment for a while, I'm not going to lie. I've been waiting for it for at least an hour since you came off stage, I think that is, Johnny, from Professor Penguin. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
And is this your fourth time at Leafest?
Our fourth time, wow. I think as this band, this is our first anniversary show. So, yeah, we played a couple of years previously, but not in the same band. This is the Professor Penguin 1 year anniversary today. So,
it's like, what does Darwin talk about? Evolution. It's evolution. That's what it is. It's the musical evolution of Professor Penguin. So, what was it like the first year you played?
Well, I remember the first one was back in Lee's Garden. That was when I was in a different band, and it was very exciting then. It felt very rebellious to be doing what we were doing. But the first one proper was... the first one under the name Professor Penguin was actually 3 or 4 years ago, and it was me and a friend, and I decided to call myself Professor Penguin, and he decided to call himself Dr. Zhivago. And we just... we just played some covers, really, in a tent. It was like a marquee. It's a very small marquee, but then last year was the first time the band got together, and it was amazing. It was the same sight, and we were lucky enough to be put on the main stage, and it just felt really incredible to be here, really.
And the album Planes, released earlier this year. Fantastic album. Congratulations. Was it released last year? The look on your face tells me so.
I'm sorry. No, it was released. It was released this time last year. We first bought that record to this festival, it's been out a year today, but we've really sat on it and not thrown it around as much as we probably should have done. We've been a bit lazy, but no, it's been nice. Over the year we've kind of got the band together, and it started, the record was made with just me and Jono Buchanan, who's a producer friend of mine. We just did it together, and then after the record was finished, we got the band together. So it was quite a weird process, but now the band's been together for quite a while and it's feeling very good. So,
is that why there's a slightly different sound live to on record?
Yeah, definitely, and not even slightly. I mean, like, at some points it's just, you know, it's enormously different from what it is. The record is very, for me it sounds very tightly knit, and there's a side to that record which is really kind of reserved in a way, and a bit, don't know how to explain it, but it's definitely got, you know, less dynamic to it than the live show, and we chose to do that at the time, but then when we got 10 of us together with the band, we couldn't help but just like really give it some on some of the songs. So it's got a much bigger sound live, really.
Are you going to incorporate them a bit more into the production of the next album?
Yeah, definitely. The next one is starting off with a similar kind of process to the last one. I'm demoing at the moment and getting things together and getting a bit of a kind of a view of the next record. But I'm so excited to get them all in to the studio, because they're all just better at their instruments than I am. So it's just going to be great to have them there and to have 9 extra sets of ears, I suppose.
So just so we can keep an eye on you, find out about the album, where we can get it from, that kind of thing, how can we find you online?
We are on Bandcamp. You can listen to the whole album there. We're on MySpace and Facebook and things like that. The album is available for purchase on iTunes, and also directly through us. If you get in touch, we can send you one, and t-shirts and bags and all sorts of things are ready and made. So
nothing happened, but it all took its toll as a burning coal. My mind stayed grey, but when I slow things down, I began to see we're not so different, you and me. We're not so different, you and me. And I'm trapped in this web of deceit and truth and everything in between. Everything in between's where you need to be. And I'll look again and like and I'll love again to make it into something you'll be proud of one day. Just you wait and see. Just you wait. And terror flies over and I'm terrified over. Terror flies over the state. And terror flies over and I'm terrified over. Terror flies over the state. And your pirate eyes are bright and they're twisting and turning it all away. And your pirate eyes are bright, so take this ship and steer it. Cause your pirate eyes are bright and they're twisting and turning. And your pirate eyes are bright, so take this ship and steer it on with your life. Bright, so take this ship and steer it home with your life.
That was Pirate by Professor Penguin, and if there is one song that kind of encapsulates my Leafest experience, or one performance, that was the climactic moment for me musically, when everyone was standing and watching Professor Penguin and Johnny was singing his heart out to Pirate and Rich was really, really going for it on his guitar. It was just absolutely incredible. If you get the chance to see Professor Penguin, do not turn it down. Go. For goodness sake, go and see them. They are absolutely incredible. I've got a lot of love for the next act that I spoke to at Leafest. Not just because they gave me two shiny, beautiful CDs for me to take home for free. Love you guys. But they're also really, really charming guys and their music's perfect for the summer season as well. Bluesy, poppy, and very well written. This is what happened when I caught up with the guys from Loose Talk Cross Lives.
Once more, I am sat backstage in the lovely hospitality area surrounded by wasps, but also with a couple of the guys from Loose Talk Cross Lives. Hello, guys. Welcome to Leafest.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you for
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
So first off, let's do proper introductions. Who are you? What do you play?
My name's Liam, and I'm the bass guitar player.
James and I sing and play guitar.
So how have you found Leafest today? Because I know that there are a few technical issues on the main stage.
Yeah, it was a little bit stressful. Was it it's been great. Everyone's incredibly friendly. It's probably the friendliest place I've ever been.
It's really lovely. Everything's set up really nice as well.
Yeah,
had a massage in a massage tent. That was good.
My dad said it reminded him of a kind of fair from the past.
An old-timely fair.
Yeah.
Great. Have you been to any other festivals this summer that you can compare it to?
No, we were meant to be playing at Beacon yesterday.
But it flooded.
The site flooded. we got cancelled just as we were heading up there, which is a bit of a nightmare. And then, Evolution was kind of in Newcastle. That was kind of more of a in-the-city type thing.
So you're getting about a bit then if you're playing Evolution up in Newcastle and then you're down in Kent for the festival this weekend. So tell me about what you guys are up to release-wise at the moment. You've just handed me two fabulously shiny CDs. I'm very much looking forward to listening to them. And on the last podcast, I played Wreck-A-Shore, as I called it. So what's coming up next for the fans of Loose Talk Cross Lives?
Only on Monday, last Monday, the EP came out. So that's available now for everyone on, iTunes, the Spotify, and if you go on and look for us on Bandcamp, you can pay whatever you want for it, or just download it for free. So you know, you don't feel pressured into any kind of numbers, a numbers game. So it's out now. And that's been going quite well. So we're kind of just getting about doing that. But the festival season is obviously kind of coming to a close now. So I don't know. We're moving into London now. So we're playing around the East End like next month and stuff. Where are we playing? Somewhere in Hoxton, I think.
But you're looking, obviously, to break London. If you're moving down here, you're taking it seriously. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to do the hard sell now. Who will like your music? Why should they like your music? And why should they come and see you live when you're playing in 93 Feet East and around East London, as you mentioned? Because it's on my doorstep, so I might come down. Sell it to me.
It's just hella fun. It's it's quite fun music. And it's just lots of big drums, lots of a good attitude, a healthy attitude, and you know, music for everyone, mostly people who like to kind of get about, enjoy themselves, which I think principally everyone needs to. Too many people, you know, if you're down, you're going to need like kind of upbeat music, and if feeling up, you're going to need upbeat music to keep you up. So it's basically for everyone. You know, if you're an older guy, it might kind of bring back pangs of Paul Simon. And I don't know, who else would you like? Talking Heads and stuff. And if you're into more kind of contemporary bands, it might remind you of someone like, I don't know, it's difficult to say. You don't want to ever compare yourself to anyone contemporary, because then you don't sound quite as, but no, nothing's original. Intertextuality.
Feel no need.
Hemlock by Lose Talk Cost Lives. Now, it's nearly the end of the podcast, but I had to bring you this band simply because I've played them twice on the podcast already, and I'm going to play them again, of course. But everyone who's heard this podcast will know that I am a huge fan of the band, and it was really, really nice to finally get to sit down with them and chat properly, you know, with a few of us on the microphone. It was an absolute pleasure, and went and had a few drinks with these guys afterwards, as I did with some of the guys from Fraser. So thanks to both bands for looking after me, and thanks to the guys from Pengilly's for sitting and chatting with me. Here's what happens when I sat down in a lovely peaceful circle with them backstage after hoisting a Nando's cart into a white van.
If I sound quite dejected right now, it's because I'm sat with Pengilly's and I just let everyone down. I was talking to these guys. They were giving me some fantastic answers. And then I decided to impersonate a deity baby from their latest video. And my arm went flying and my headphones fell out. And I switched off the microphone. And the pure genius that we had collaborated on in the last 5 minutes disappeared. So what you're going to hear now is slightly substandard. But please don't let that put you off listening. But yes, I'm Frankie Ward and I'm joined by Pengilly's right now. So I'm going to pass around the microphone. They're going to introduce themselves because they sound much better on the microphone than I do. So here we go, to my right.
Hello, I'm Rick from Pengilly's and I sing.
Hello, I'm Joe and I play drums.
Hello, I'm Jim and I play bass.
Hi, I'm Georgie and I play violin.
Fabulous. That sounded a bit like University Challenge, didn't it? Your starter for 10. You know what? We were talking about it just now. Rick did a fabulous impersonation of himself in the video for your new single, Toby's Hill.
Oh, God.
Your blood in the body. I had to read from an old book to, like, sort of rile them up and to scare them. And I had to repeat this line over and over again, which was, new blood in my body. And it's just got ingrained in everyone's psyche because it's...
Place.
Yeah, it was really horrible, actually.
What is the video about?
The video follows us as a band who are based on a cult called the Heaven's Gate, and we the cult follow me to basically sacrifice one of the girls who is pregnant with my child, and the story unfolds in a really dark and distressing way.
So tell me a bit about how you began working with the guys who made the video Brown Bread Films.
Me and Rick did a film score for them, didn't we? For Jamie. Rick wrote the music and then, well, Goodfoot Records recorded it. And that was great for a film called Id. And then, yeah, we worked with them on the video. It's great.
And you mentioned Goodfoot Records. So this is your own label. You've got a recording plan. You're going to put it into action this year, as some of you have now finished uni. Tell me about that.
Well, it's very much a work in progress at the moment, but we think it's going rather well. We're quite proud of it, really. We've got we're just about to move into a new premises, and we've got a release in the form of Pengilly's. I mean, it's certainly true to say that we're essentially the same people, but we're working on various different products under different names. And... Pengilly's is our test case, and in many ways I think we're Pengilly's test case as well in terms of recording.
So after you've released Toby's Hill, what's next on the pipeline, apart from obviously the big recording plan taking over the world?
Well, we actually are releasing the EP Toby's Hill, from which Toby's Hill the single comes. After that, we're actually just gonna get into the studio for an entire 6 months and write as much music as humanly possible and record it all. Let's build a studio first. We're looking for a manager and for sort of backing in some way, because we've done it all DIY since the beginning, so some kind of outside help would be nice now.
Come on! So if anyone wants to check you out, you know, with view to being your outside help, or would just like to hear your music, download the single, that kind of thing, where can they find you?
So on Bandcamp, we have a big page with a whole EP which you can download for free if you like. Or you can donate. And iTunes. You can get merchandise from the Bandcamp as well, which is something that we take great pride in. Got tote bags left if anyone... Please buy the tote bags. The video is also available on Vimeo. through Brown Bread Films, who are the production company that made it, who are also amazing, and you should check out all their other videos too.
Writing Things Down and Thinking Things Over by Pengillies, and that was the last track for my Leafest podcast. A huge, huge thanks to everyone at Leafest for letting me come, and all the bands for chatting to me and bearing with me and looking after me and just making it an amazing experience. And I have to say, going to Leafest has made me never want to go to a big festival again, because why would I want to go to a big festival and not know anywhere when I can go to somewhere like Leafest, and which cultivates a community over a very short space of time and has genuinely found me some really good friends. So thank you again to everyone at Leafest, and in particular to Dave and Rich. Dave being the guy behind the press area and Rich being the guy behind the bands. You guys were fabulous. Thank you to everyone. Thank you for listening. I'll be back soon. My name is Frankie Ward. If you'd like to know more about the podcast, head to getfrank.co.uk. And if you'd like to be on the podcast, email frankiepromotes@gmail.com. Bye, everyone.